Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter what side of the state line, KC loves its college teams. The Drive gives you an update on the Wildcats, Tigers, and Jayhawks.
I don't think he made it. I don't think he made it. He did not. K-State stops Kid Ray Miller at the one.
It is.
Yes. Down a walk-off winner from 61. Harrison Nevis.
Time for the Cover 3.
All right, let's start with Kansas. And I don't even honestly know if we're going to get to the other schools. We just like playing the open because Rob made it and we never do it. All right, I've asked this question before, and I've never really got a solid, definitive answer about what program does KU feel like they should be consistently on a year-in, year-out basis. So that's question number one. Question number two I would ask KU fans is, and I was going back and forth with KU fans about this. I feel like NIL has created very unrealistic expectations because now finally you feel like there is a cheat code to get to the talent, which there is a cheat code. But one thing I think is very important to note is the cheat code that you now have, everybody has access to. I'm going to ask KU fans a very, very honest question. What or where is their recruiting base? Where is KU getting talent from? Because they don't typically have the state on lock. And anytime that there has been that prospect that you felt in the state of Kansas could really move things, that player usually goes to Kansas State. Avery Johnson was that kind of prospect. Dylan Edwards was that kind of prospect. So usually, those five-star kids, in the same way that you guys have that control in basketball, Rob, you remember whenever Perry Ellis was coming out, Perry Ellis never considered going to Kansas State University. There was only one university you were going to. You were going to Kansas. I think that same thing happens in a lot of ways with K-State's football program. I also would ask KU fans this question. If you're the top running back in Kansas City, Missouri, what would have to happen for you not to go to Missouri or go to K-State and go to KU? Because we've seen this situation pop up a bunch, and that player sometimes goes to Missouri. That player sometimes goes to K-State. That player very rarely goes to Kansas. So I'm asking, where is KU's recruiting base? Because most schools, Rob, we would agree, I can clearly point to you where their foothold is for Missouri. Missouri has a plan. We're going to attack Kansas City. We're going to attack St. Louis. We attack Memphis. We attack Florida, Texas, like there are clear pockets that Missouri goes to find talented players. Where does KU go? So some of this, where I give Lance maybe more grace than I think KU fans are getting, and I just don't think KU fans want to at least acknowledge this about their program. Other than money, why would a top prospect come to your school? Like, you guys haven't shown you put guys in the league. You guys don't play in the SEC or the Big Ten, so you don't feel like you're going up against the best on a game-in, game-out basis. So some of this, I think KU fans just kind of got to be realistic about what kind of program they are and where they kind of fit into the pecking order. The other thing I would say about KU, if you want to make the decision to get rid of Lance Leipold, you got to be real about where you fit in the pecking order just this season, because this is maybe going to be one of the toughest coaching searches we've seen in a while. I mean, think about the jobs that are open. Penn State's open. Florida's open. LSU is open. So, I mean, even in this coaching cycle, we think the KU probably gets the 10th or 11th best candidate in this scenario. I know you guys might not want to hear it. I know I'm an outsider, and I always joke and say I'm staying out of KU business here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I would give Lance more time than what I think you guys are getting him. And I think the KU is running into a problem that a lot of schools are running into. And Missouri runs into this. Right now, nobody is happy with the kind of program they are. How many programs in college football are happy with where they are right now? I mean, LSU wasn't happy with where they were. Penn State wasn't happy with where they were. Like, we can go, Florida wasn't happy. Florida State wasn't happy. Like, what program would you say right now is content and happy with where they are? Everybody thinks they should be better than what they are. Everybody thinks. Missouri thinks they should consistently be a team that goes to the playoff. I mean, they've been that three times in 15 years. They've been that. Now they think we should do it all the time. So I just want to caution you guys, and I know this is not a word that people practice in college football. I would have a little bit more patience than what I think KU fans are currently showing to Lance Leipold.
So I am, first and foremost, not at all advocating for Lance to be fired. I'm actually pro-patience, pro-keeping Lance. I would like to see some shakeup on the staff, maybe a new defensive coordinator.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Because I do think the program feels a little bit stuck in neutral. Like, they feel like they've hit a bit of a plateau. I'm willing to give Lance more time to go to the next step. For a Missouri analogy, there was a while where Missouri fans, they got a little restless with Eli Drinkwitz. Remember, he had a few years like 6-6, 6-7, 6-7. Like, he just wasn't hitting that next level. He then got a better recruiting base. He then hit that next level. They're now an 8-9 win program. So I'm willing to be patient with Lance Leipold to see if he can do that. What I do think, though, where KU fans, I feel like, are not wrong to say this is, when you ask what the recruiting base is that still a thing in college football? Because I would bet you money, Indiana is not one that you go, man, they have a great recruiting base. They're number two in the country right now.
You're 100%. But what I think is, what I think is happening with KU, and this can fit the analogy, is, well, then why can't everybody be the 14 and 15 Royals? Like, we watch baseball, right? I mean, the 14 and 15 Royals, they didn't have the most talent of anybody, but we haven't seen anybody do what the 14 and 15 Royals have done outside of them in a 50-year stretch of baseball. So, like, I think we at least need to acknowledge what Indiana is doing is an incredibly, incredibly unique thing. Like, they might honestly be in the middle of the greatest thing we have ever seen in a sport. They've been playing college football for 120 years. We've never seen anything like Indiana. Now we think everybody can just magically one day wake up and be Indiana. Vanderbilt has been terrible our entire life. They found the one perfect quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And coach. They nailed it to coach, too.
100%. But I think it's also important to note that that coach is an alum. So now, if you're going to call on Vanderbilt, I don't know what it would take to get Clark Lee to leave. I honestly don't know what it would take. He's in his 40s. He played football at Vanderbilt. He was a graduate assistant at Vanderbilt and then moved up to become the head coach. I mean, I know it sounds crazy. He's probably already at his dream job. So you just ended up finding the right combination of all of these kind of things. I don't say this with any shade. I don't know if KU's ceiling is much higher than where they are as a football program. Now, sure, could they have a one-off year every once in a while? Absolutely. But, Rob, you love KU football. They've had three great seasons in 30 years. They've had three of those things. So are you trying to build something lasting, or are you hoping that you catch another flash in the pan and maybe try to replicate 2007?
Now, I know we're going to break. To answer your original question, what program does KU strive to be? What do they think?
I'm guessing Iowa State's the answer.
Iowa State is 100% the answer. And now is Iowa State a flash in the pan? No, they're a consistent program. They're down a little bit this year from what they expected. Yes.
Which actually seems to be more common with Iowa State than
100%. But Matt Campbell's been to a Fiesta Bowl. Matt Campbell's been to multiple Big 12 title games. Like, I would also tell you, like, Iowa might be a more fertile recruiting base than Kansas is for the University of Kansas. But it's not like Iowa is Alabama or Texas or Louisiana, where it's just insanely talent rich. Like, as a KU fan, I point to Iowa State. And by the way, Matt Campbell's been there a long time. So I am, again, team patience with Lance Leipold. But I do understand why fans are a bit frustrated, because it feels like a little bit with the program right now, you're spinning your tires in mud and you're just getting nowhere. On the heels of a 5-7 season, what feels like a 6-6 season, isn't the progression that fans wanted to see this season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.